teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
APFA.
The brings you to the light.
Farewell to you,
people. It is Listen to Sponsored Radio, KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, Radio X up in Seattle. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon as we kick off this week with a community record release listening party from the Black Panther of hip-hop himself, Paris. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's go to Mark Miracle with the afternoon updates.
A federal appeals court threw California's tumultuous recall campaign into complete turmoil today, postponing the October 7th election because several counties planned to use the punch card ballots that made such a mess in Florida 3 years ago. The decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is certain to be appealed to the Supreme Court, putting the justices in a position to influence yet another monumental election. The three-judge panel did not set a new date for the recall election, but backed a suggestion from the American Civil Liberties Union that the balloting be held during the March 2nd presidential primary. The appeals court unanimously ruled it is unacceptable that six California counties would be using outdated punch card ballots, the same system at the center of the recount furor that erupted in Florida after the 2000 presidential election. The six counties include the state's most populous, Los Angeles, as well as Sacramento and San Diego counties. Altogether, they contained 44% of California's registered voters during the 2000 election. Ted Costa, head of the People's Advocate, one of the groups that put the recall on the ballot, said an appeal is certain. The California official responsible for election, Secretary of State Kevin Shelley, said through a spokeswoman he's consulting with fellow Democrat Attorney General Bill Lockyer. He would not say when the state would decide whether to appeal. President Bush's nominee to head the Environmental Protection Agency ran into more problems today. As a third Senate Democrat, presidential aspirant John Edwards said he would join efforts to block the nomination. Democratic Senators Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York and Joe Lieberman of Connecticut previously had said they would put a hold on the nomination of Utah Governor Mike Leavitt as EPA administrator. Edwards of North Carolina said the nomination should not go forward until the Bush administration provides detailed information on how human health would be affected by changes the administration wants in the way the EPA regulates air pollution, especially from power plants. The Democrats have accused the administration of rolling back protections under the Clean Air Act by easing pollution control requirements on power plant operators and industrial plants. Clinton, who was the first to say she would block Leavitt's nomination, said she would not allow it to go forward until the administration responds more fully to a report that the EPA misled New Yorkers about the health risks from contaminated air in the aftermath of the World Trade Center attacks. An EPA inspector general said the EPA, at White House request, provided misleading advisories about the potential risks. Administration officials have denied any intention to mislead. Senate Democrats are looking to reduce the amount of money going for nuclear weapons. They say money included in the energy and water spending bill would send the wrong message. Democrats want to eliminate money they charge would lead to the development of low-yield nuclear weapons and nuclear bunker busters. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy told his colleagues it makes no sense for the United States to tell other countries, do as we say, not as we do. But Senate Energy Committee Chairman Pete Domenici says there are no plans to build a new bomb, insisting the money is just for research. The Democrats note the House version of the spending bill does not include any money for research on the nuclear bunker buster. The Bush administration said today it would withhold some funds from Israel because of its settlement activities in Palestinian areas. But the administration said it had yet to decide whether to penalize Israel over construction of a security fence, which President Bush called a problem. The deductions would come from a $9 billion package of U.S. loan guarantees to help Israel weather a deep recession and fiscal crisis, stemming in large part from the three-year-old Palestinian revolt against Israel for independence. An administration official said the dollar amounts for any deductions have yet to be determined. Israel says it needs the fence to keep out Palestinian suicide bombers. Washington has expressed concern at Israel's initial plan to make the barrier enclose Jewish settlements deep in the West Bank. Most of the barrier consists of a metal fence equipped with electronic sensors and tipped by razor wire, while some sections are cement walls. Palestinians describe it as a new Berlin Wall that grabs territory they want to be part of an independent state in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The U.S. military said American warplanes aiding ground troops bombed positions today in southern Afghanistan as part of an operation that has killed at least 15 suspected Taliban fighters. There were no reported casualties among U.S. or Afghan troops in the fighting, which began a day earlier in Kandahar province. Earlier, the military said guerrillas fired mortars and machine guns at U.S. soldiers in eastern Afghanistan, an area that has seen repeated clashes in recent months. The battle was the latest in a series in the south and east of the country that suggests a growing boldness by Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies. Details on these and other stories coming up in the KPFA Evening News at 6. Stay tuned now for Hard Knock Radio.
.1 KPFA. The guests that we're going to be hanging out with this afternoon, both musically and intellectually, is considered one of the cornerstones and one of the major influences for the hip-hop scene in Cuba. Definitely one of the major influences and cornerstone for quote-unquote political rap in the West Coast. A major cornerstone in the independent rap game. He's considered controversial and groundbreaking. We're talking about Paris. That's right. He decided after retiring from the rap scene to come back and address some of the issues that have been plaguing us for the past year. Mainly it's with an old nemesis, G-Dub, George W. Bush. Paris crossed swords with the first one back in 1991 when he did songs like Bush Killer. And he did his album, Sleeping with the Enemy. He crossed swords with him so much that the Secret Service actually visited him. But he's coming back to bring more heat with the second Bush. And Sonic Jihad, the name of his album, is a masterpiece to behold. We're going to share with you some of the cuts off that album. Then we're going to talk to Paris, allow you to talk to him. And I think it's real important that we have somebody like him stepping up and putting the politicalness back into hip-hop, especially when you can turn on MTV and see some of your more popular artists given free reign, high visibility, and a major platform that goes all around the world where they come on and have women on leashes as they pretend to be pimps. Or you have others who are given full reign and major platforms as they talk about the feuds that they have with fellow rap artists. These are the things that have put a face not only on hip-hop, but on Black America in general. And so when you have your groups like Zion Eye or Public Enemy and others who have been stepping out and trying to turn the tide, it's always something to celebrate. And Paris is definitely leading the charge. So we're going to let you hear some of the cuts from Sonic Jihad. We'll come back and talk with Paris. You're in for a treat this afternoon, folks, right here at 94.1. Without further ado, here it is. Yeah.
president released a statement today. One of our greatest freedoms is the freedom from fear. And he pledged to protect that freedom.
Americans now favor some kind of military.
Fearing terrorist reprisals, federal officials raised the national alert to war.
Out there, with all this stuff going on, you have got to be
free. The Senate Intelligence Committee today authorized a special panel to investigate the current situation in New York City.
We're at war. We're absolutely at war. This is 21st century war.
They know who's behind all this. They know what country's supporting all these people. They give them money. They give them weapons. They give them everything.
The president says the task has shifted from the diplomats to the generals.
The objectives of others conflict with our objectives. Your father believed his country should look to another form of government. And he took control of that belief. So, we view him as an extraordinary man. And we believe, we know, that it runs in the family.
Sharaj from the Eternal Seat, meaning the world of politics. For the devil's child, Mirage in the world of politics.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Four cowards at the crap made the gang corrupt. P-Dog in a cut back to bring the pain. Putting wood on it, can't stand the rain. And bring heat over bitch and scratch the itch. In a no-spin zone, who the government snitch? It's the return of the Bush killer back to butt. Just us for the justice and God we trust. I rush truth to the youth and shine the light. Take the red pill, open up your eyes to light. In this land of these crack fiends, sheep and mold. See us overthrow the hold of this devil control and roll deep. Keep it underground for the streets. I'm the last stand, hit them out of bounds, retreat. Like ants in this war dance, if one fall, 10 more's in his place to advance the cause. It's all wrong hits. It's the wrong hits. You want the wrong hits? Everybody saying, I had a wrong hit. Coming with the wrong hits. You need the wrong hits. Everybody saying, come on now. I'm about to shot these pigs all dash like rent-a-cops. These punk at the devils, I never stop. For more, I draw, they fall. See, I was raw balling back in the days of yes, y'all. Gotta make a fuss, we could bust and ride. See it in my eyes, speak truth or die. America's a motherfucking beast and I'm still the same brother snatching sheets for mine. Back on the map and we fade to black. Rap, see us picking off pigs with straps. And bust on they compound, take control of the precinct, leave them all stinking cold. It's no justice, no motherfucking peace. Say it, no justice, no motherfucking peace. Believe, long as brothers getting beat by these pigs, we shooting out of coops. Peace in the boys in blue, we do the wrong hits. It's the wrong hits. You want the wrong hits? Everybody saying, I had a wrong hit. Coming with the wrong hits. You need the wrong hits? Everybody saying, serve is a myth to us. They protect they and serve sticks to us. Water hose, brother, those days is through. All a pig gotta do nowadays is shoot. But who police the police when they beat brothers to the ground like every day? What I'm saying, what if people start shooting them back? Spit caps out of gaps till the beast collapse. With an eye for an eye, ain't no time to play. With an eye for an eye, it's the American way. Do it big, see the jigs, split wigs or fold. Bust shots at these pigs, you can dig the flow. And hear us all say, power to the people combined. Hold court in the streets till these pigs comply. See, we got no choice but to ride or die. Put this beast on his back, genocide the black. We bring the wrong hits. Gotta have the wrong hits. Coming with the wrong hits. Do you need the wrong hits? Everybody say it. Come on.
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. George Bush is full of shit. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand.
Approach the microphone in this land of jokes. Can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these bullshit scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just human ammunition and collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler, rising up in the street. And when you see me, understand I'm representing a voice the majority would feel if ever given a choice. I don't need the CD media, they only annoyed. Cause the only ones that wanna scrap ain't ever deployed. Who do the fighting for these rich white folks and they wars? No, it ain't Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, or Starz. Fox News, Mike Savage, Bruce Willis, or Rush. Won't be MSNBC, CNN, or a Bush. Never Toby Keith, Hannity, O'Reilly, or Clint. Ain't Clear Channel, no, they ain't supporting dissent. Never Blair, Kid Rock, or Tom Cruise, or Vows, or James Woods, Rob Lowe, Tom Selleck, or Powell. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger, he ain't gonna shoot a Ted Nugent, cause in war, targets got weapons too. Ain't Cheney, Rumsfeld, Halliburton, or Ridge, or Ann Coulter, or Joseph Lieberman, or the Rich, or any bitch up in Congress. They just make laws. When it come to fighting, we the ones that end up in gold. So when you say support that murderer, I have no applause. Even if he got his jumpsuit on, we pay the cost.
Yeah.
Still 94.1.
We still ride.
Listening party with go, Paris. Go. We're going to be talking to him in a few minutes.
We without flaws. You coming
listening
without
to an advanced copy of the album.
Still down still for the cause. P-Dawg. Now who really rock? Boom, boom in the night. So now we fight. Caps peel, piggy squeal. Who wrong or right? Street soldier, kill him slow. Homicidal. We dogs in a sea of snitches. And crack a smile. Sound off the battle cry. We draw the line. Go around and crack his spine for all his crimes. Devil still ain't learned. Just like his pops. Wanna make these bullets burn. With 20 shots. Propagators of the peace. We never cease. But never listen to our pleas. So now we bleed. Like Oklahoma City. Timmy, it won't be pretty. Catch him in a subcommittee and have no pity. Look at all the people we got. The Sonic Jihad. Last sale, never see young. Now what you D.I. Swerving through these DJ mixes. We riding sixes. AMG with chrome Santas. 20 inches. East Coast, West Coast. We stay composed. Love us everywhere we go. The people know. Holding down the shit we built. Gorilla funk. Even though the milk is spilling, I'm in your trunk.
I love where I'm from, and I get my daddy home from the North Coast. So there's no rules. I'm strictly 18 to where we come from. Feed them out.
Riding 30 through they downtown, feeling no love around town. Now some be trying to clown, but how many can hold their ground now? Labels be abusive, confusing with what they choosing. And these stations mistakenly contemplating us losing. We bruising all these faulty crews.
critics. And these MCs, coward rap, they wanna be. Labels never made the culture. You got it twisted. So recognize these greedy vultures and where they fit in.
Well, love is all I got. War and violence have to stay about. That's why what we go in and we not look back. No, 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 they can't shoot them, and check them, watch. No, watch them, and check the ticking off the clock. That's why them get caught in a them booby trap. Well, black inciting, black against black. Hypocritical mockers stand aside and watch. I love where you're from outside and where I got the house on the North Coast. For the South Coast, I strictly hate it, so where we come from the mouth. From the East Coast to the West Coast, I love where you're from outside and where we got the house on the North Coast. For the South Coast, I strictly hate it, so where we come from the mouth.
Now tell me how many of them prone to do me wrong. Try to fit their mittens on my pros alone. The radio will never play it. We never heard. They only want us killing and slinging birds. GorillaFunk.com. We keep it bomb. Give the people what they want. With every song, with rawness, we keep it managed. Don't get it twisted. And motherfuckers, these cowards playing. We keep them lit.
Loving and them acting up. And I'm the fitness. Them would accept the truth. It's all that clear condensed. Them wouldn't bend. Yes, them wouldn't bend when we are burning. And burn cheating. Don't set them up. Loving and them acting.
Listening to brand new Paris. Community listening party, we're having it here, right here, 94.1 KPFA. Name of the album is Sonic Jihad, and as I said at the very beginning, Paris, a landmark in the hip-hop game, especially when it comes to what we call political rap, came back on the scene. And crossing swords with an old enemy, the son of an old enemy. But it, as we all know, if the son is in the house, the father's still behind the scenes. So, how you doing, man?
My brother, what's happening?
I mean, you know,
how you doing, man?
It's good to see you, man.
Hey, man, it's good to be here. You know, you were really an instrumental part of all this going down. So,
what do you mean?
Well, you know, you. For those that don't know who've been listening to What Would You Do for a long time, Davey was responsible for initially posting it on his site, on DaveyD.com. And it was posted on his site along with my email. And my email obviously blew up as a result of, you know, that being one of but a handful of songs that had anti-Bush administration sentiment in it, and rightfully so, because this administration is completely out of control. I think for anybody who is able to look at this situation objectively, they can agree that this situation is out of control. And, you know, you were responsible for getting it out there initially, man, so this project really is, it has a great deal to do with you and the fact that you broke that open for me, you know, so I do appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what we try to do here at Hard Knock, you know, provide that platform, because obviously what happens everywhere else,
right.
And I think I said at the start of the show, there are major corporations that mm-hmm. are giving platforms to folks who espouse things that aren't in our best interest.
Right.
And they also give platforms a lot of times to people who are within the community that do destructive things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking, like, for example, when you watch the MTV Awards, you know, here's an artist, 7 million. He gets to come on
mm-hmm.
with a leash around two sisters. You know what I mean? And that became the face, not only of hip-hop, but
right.
that became the face of black males in general.
Right.
And then somebody like you or me, we walk down the street and we're combating those type of imageries
mm-hmm.
Because that is what is being posted around wholesale. Even
right.
in progressive circles, we still got a battle with that imagery.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you, you know, is there a difference between the type of lyrical warfare you had 10 years ago with Bush Senior, with Bush Junior? You know, how did you take a different approach? And are you surprised that you actually would have to pick up the mic and come at them again?
Well, I mean, so much has changed, you know, over this. So much has changed, but yet so much still remains the same. I mean, we were dealing with the situation. We were fighting an unjust war 10 years ago, and it's the same exact situation is repeating itself almost to the letter, except right now it's a much more dangerous environment by virtue of the fact that civil liberties have been reduced as much as they have, and this September 11th, you know, attacks on America, which I believe were self-induced, makes it that much more difficult.
What do you think?
To fight, you know, public sentiment and public perception of, you know, of the lie, of the great lie that we've been sold. And so it is much more difficult now.
You know, this time around, you have the advantage of technology.
Right.
And maybe you can explain to folks how you've been effectively being used it. I mean, your website and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, because we have the advantage of technology now, but we have the disadvantage of not having the ability to reach people through traditional means anymore. And that's another difference that exists. Back in the day, you know, you would have, first of all, you know, before the great media consolidation of the last couple of years, you know, there were so many different avenues available for artists to be heard. There's so many different independent labels that were thriving, and even major indies that were around at the time that no longer exist. You know, Priority and Delicious Vinyl and Profile. And, you know, I mean, there's so many that you could think of that I'm sure that openly embraced many different facets of hip-hop that no longer exist, right?
Okay.
They exist, but you got to search for them.
Okay.
Right? And now it seems like there's a cookie-cutter type of approach to music that's being taken. And the cookie is faulty, nine times out of ten. Not saying that all artists should necessarily be positive, but there's definitely a wealth of negativity that's out there that's pushed on us that adversely affects the community. And now we have a situation where major, major, major corporations have made hip-hop popular culture, and in doing so, put out a particular type of image and a particular type of message that inundates our communities, and you know, since in our community, and really in all communities, life imitates art.
Right.
We see the negative implications of it. So. And in answer to your question, man, after dealing with you and after having What Would You Do hit the internet airwave, so to speak, it became apparent to me that I had to put a website together. And the website that we ended up with is GorillaFunk.com. And, man, it is jam-packed with info.
Right.
You know, I figured if I'm going to do it, it makes sense to treat every day as though it's my last.
Right.
You know, and to really just dedicate every waking moment toward getting the message out, towards, you know, making it the way it should be, and making hip-hop the way I love hip-hop and the way I remember it being.
So, in other words, when people hear the songs, they can actually go to the site and really dig in and get some of that information.
Exactly.
One of the projects that you had put up, and which you can get on the website, but it's also been all around the country. In fact, on 9/11, this particular documentary was shown all around the country.
Right.
Maybe you could talk about this documentary, The Aftermath, 9/11, Unanswered Questions, how you hooked up with the Guerrilla News Network.
Talk about
that, and how did this whole thing come about?
Well, again, the What Would You Do single was out, and through the magic of internet technology, I ended up hooking up with an organization in Berkeley called the Guerrilla News Network, with Ian Inava and Stephen Marshall, who were in the process of making a documentary about 9/11. And it was called Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11. And it basically raises a bunch of questions that the media, for the most part, ignored, that they just sat on their hands and didn't pursue any further.
Right.
And, you know, when you realize that in this day and age, the overwhelming majority of your news is pre-censored before it gets to you, and you realize that the media, you know, to a large extent, is the corporate arm, the